Good morning. Our question today is there, and if so, what is a special skula for coming early to shul in the morning? So in fact, we don't have to look very far to get our answer. This is a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that when Rabbi Yochanan heard that there were Jews in Bavel that were reaching a very old age, he was shocked by that, and he questioned that possibility. How is it possible? Because there's a pasuk, it's a mefurish in the Torah, it's a pasuk in the Kriyat Shema that we say, Leman yirbu yemechem bivei b'nechem al ha'adama, that when you have arichus yamim, when you will extend your lives, keeping the Torah, etc., but it's talking about long life for you and your children. Where does that happen? Al ha'adama, that's in Eretz Yisrael. That's when you have arichus yamim. That's when you can reach an old age. However, not in chutz la'aretz. But when they told Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is that these are elderly people, that they are sure to come to shul early in the morning, and they stay learning late at night in the shul or the base medrash. He says that is what is keeping them alive and giving them the skula and the bracha for arichus yamim, to live long lives. And in fact, the tour in Or HaChaim Siman Tzadi paskins that way. Hashkimu, come early to shul v'harivu, and stay late at night, lebeis hakneses, kedei shetarichu yamim, so you will have arichus yamim. So just to add on to that point, there's a sefer Asifa Skenim that explains, based on the Zohar, how does this mechanism work, that it seems only when you're on the ground, the land of Eretz Yisrael, should you have arichus yamim. He explains as follows, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu took from the dirt of the Beis HaMikdash and put it in certain places in Eretz Yisrael. And that is, wherever there is a shul and wherever there is a Beis Medrash in Chutz La'aretz, they are built on a place that there is the dirt that was taken and put there from the Beis HaMikdash. So in fact, wherever those shuls and those base medrashes are built, they are effectively on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and that is what is facilitating the long lives of the people who go to shul early and stay late, because they are really, in accordance with the pasuk, Laman yirbu yemechem v'yemechem al ha'adama, they are on the adama. It's simply that the adama was moved from the makom ha'mikdash to where those shuls and those bate medrash were eventually built. And similarly, in a similar vein, the Sefer Sivas came and explained the Mamar Chazal that shuls and bate medrash in Chutz La'aretz in the future, Bimei HaMashiach, they will be moved to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Yukvuin Baretz, they would be permanent on the land. He says that, in fact, that is the case today as well, that wherever shuls and bate medrash are built, they are built on that dirt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put there for them, and even today, they are literally al ha'adama, on the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.